The entire teaching of Buddhism, the entire teaching of Zen, what they call the state of emptiness, what the scholars think about, what did he mean by emptiness, and what the scholars call a nihilistic, life-denying teaching, what the scholars call an atheistic teaching, they're looking at that from the point of view of thought and totally misperceiving the emptiness of Buddhism is simply this clear state of pure awareness of no thought, just this. Unconditioned consciousness. What is there to think about, to understand it? You can't understand no thought. And now you become intelligent. True intelligence is there. And then thought may come in occasionally to translate something into words. It comes from that level of no thought. Realization. And you're connected with the totality through that. The separation goes. The screen of mind, of conceptualization, the conceptualized sense of self, the me, goes. And then you don't manufacture a conceptualized sense of self for the people in your life that you meet. That's the most dreadful thing that happens in relationships that happen through mind, that you manufacture for other human beings, as you have done for yourself, you manufacture a conceptualized sense of self consisting of objects in consciousness, thought, movement, judgments, views, opinions, and you fix the human being as you fixed yourself into a little story, and then you fix the other, and that's what humans do to each other. And when you fix the other, all you see is the what comes back at you from the other human being is confirmation that your conceptual identity that you imposed is correct. Because now all you can see is evidence for your projection. And this also applies for people who have a strong conceptual worldview, as most have. This is how the world is. This is how humans are. Some people have manufactured a conceptual identity for humanity. And they might say, they're all greedy and deceiving. This is how humans are. Some people have that view. Maybe as children, they were deceived by their parents, who knows what happened to them, and they developed concepts of how things are. And that filters out everything else that doesn't agree with the concepts. That's all you meet then are greedy and deceiving human beings, because all you have is your concept. A loving human being, you wouldn't be able to see, because you see reality through the screen of conceptualization. And that screens out a lot that doesn't fit into that screen. And this is what humans are trapped in. That's the human condition. That's what the Middle East is trapped in. That's what wherever they are fighting tribal warfares and religious wars and a totally conceptualized identity for themselves and others. God. Trapped in thought, completely trapped in thought. And so you can do anything to another human being because you've already reduced that human being to a lifeless concept. If you can impose the concept non-believer, let's say you are Christians used to do it, now Muslims tend to do it, some of them, not all, a few, non-believer is enough of a concept to reduce that human being to a lifeless mind object, and then killing a non-believer is totally justified because it's not a human being, it's a non-believer. It's a concept. And Christians used to do it. You don't believe exactly what we believe? Okay, we're going to kill you. Such is the human condition. And if you don't kill them physically anymore, you kill them in different ways. You have already killed them by imposing a conceptualized identity on them to yourself. That is the primordial act of violence. And other kinds of violence come out of that. And it is the human condition. And we are going beyond it. We are coming to the end of that. It is, you can see how closely it is all related to thought and to knowing nothing beyond thought. It is the end of the dimension of thought, to be trapped in that. Humanity is coming to the end of that if it doesn't happen soon enough. They'll be gone. It was a little experiment in consciousness. Fine. It worked while it worked. And then consciousness moves through other channels. It has... You know how vast the universe is. Any channel, it will flower through. Who knows? Other life forms, other planets... But there's a good chance that humans will make it because we are here. That's a good sign. Another good sign is that vast numbers of people seem to be interested and drawn to and open to the power of now. I'm using that in a wider sense. I'm not just speaking of the book, but the power of now as the new consciousness. They are drawn to that. And it's happening more quickly than I could ever have realized. So there were places on the planet where already the new consciousness manifested. They came up as a wave and then subsided. And then there came another wave of the new the consciousness arising. And sometimes there were, within one century, many people in different traditions bringing in something new. There is a readiness. It's been there once. It leaves something behind. It's everywhere on the planet now, that openness. So that's good. But what really matters is you. You cannot try to be free of thought. That would bring in thought. But you could say, let's see if I can allow myself to be free of thought. There's no trying. Can I allow? Or maybe not yet. That's okay. Between this tree and that tree, there's a space of just walking. And it's maybe a few steps, but you don't count the steps because there's only one step. So between the two trees, there was this, that physical space has become inner space of no thought. You're looking at that tree and walking. And then there's another tree, a space of, as you're walking between the two trees, a space of no thought. It's beautiful. Every time that happens, there is a burning up in you of past mind structures, of accumulations of past, even of past pain. Because in presence, which is what this the state of presence, the past becomes burned up in you, the accumulated past in you. And so the accumulated past in you in the East is called karma, the unconscious identifications and deriving a sense of self from them. That's becoming, and it's becoming burned up even more strongly as we sit here, being consumed in the fire of presence. And that's a wonderful thing. There are a few people who are not yet ready for it. And it sometimes happens that somebody runs away from a retreat. I'm not quite ready yet to be burned up. I want to keep the past. I'm not saying, of course, that you're losing your memories. That's not it. But past as the conditioning, identification with the conditioning of your mind. The conditioning has less intensity to it. Still conditioning, still the same conditioning, but it begins to fade out like a photo after a few years fades out gradually. Any of the exits, of course, takes you to no thought. You can go there directly. No thought can be considered as an exit in itself, but any exit takes you there. The yes to what is the end of compulsive thinking. Because compulsive thinking is a denial and a resistance to what is. The inner body takes you out of mind, out of thought. Acute awareness of sense perceptions takes you out of thought. They all do that. And then a time comes when you go there just directly. A final thing that some of you may know, you know Ramana Maharshi, the great sage who lived in the first half of the 20th century, a great teacher. Somebody asked him, how can we know whether we are making any progress on the spiritual path? We don't know if we're making progress. And he said, oh, that's easy. The degree of absence of thought is the measure of progress on your spiritual path. Oh. That doesn't give you much to think about. Could there be a next question after that?
This concludes Entering the Now with Eckhart Tolle. Music by Stephen McNamara. Entering the Now is published in collaboration with Namaste Publishing. For more information about Namaste Publishing, please visit their website, www.namastepublishing.com, or call 604-224-3179, or write P.O. Box 62084, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, V6J1Z1. For further information on lectures and workshops with Eckhart Tolle, please visit his website, www.eckharttolle.com. If you would like additional copies of this audio learning program, or to receive a free catalog of audio, video, and music for the inner life, please contact Sounds True, www.soundstrue.com, or call 1-800-333-9185, or write the Sounds True catalog, P.O. Box 8010, Boulder, Colorado, 80306. Thank you for listening.